A recent national survey suggests Asian Americans favor Barack Obama over John McCain in the presidential race, except for one group, Vietnamese Americans. Gloria Hillard reports from the largest Vietnamese community in the nation, Little Saigon in Southern California.
In the corner of a strip mall in Little Saigon, a group of middle-aged men are huddled around an ancient board game. A few feet away, in the doorway of the Thanh Long Bakery, a small speaker broadcasts a Vietnamese radio talk show where the conversation centers on another competition. John McCain's name is spoken often here. This community is considered a Republican stronghold in California's Orange County. Upstairs from the bakery is a small office. It serves as McCain campaign headquarters. And Lam comes here once a week to get campaign signs. In her hand is a straw hat covered with McCain stickers.
I come here to pick up some sign to advertise and more, and then tell the friend have to vote for Mr. John McCain and Palling because he's a hero.
Lam came here after the fall of Saigon in 1975. The memories of the war linger here, and those who remember are loyal to Senator McCain. One of them is Phan Ky Nguyen. Speaking through a translator, he wants me to know that, like Senator McCain,
I am 72 years old.
So it's the same age.
Yeah, same age, yeah.
And they are both military men, Phan Ky Nguyen says. The slight, gray-haired veteran wears a brown uniform. It reminds him of the one he wore as an officer in the South Vietnamese military. Phan Ky Nguyen was also a prisoner of war, and it is from that shared experience that he feels the strongest kinship with the presidential candidate.
John McCain is 6 years in Hanoi Hilton, and I am a 10 years in the prisoner POW camp.
Phan Ky Nguyen says Vietnamese Americans have also not forgotten McCain's role in spearheading legislation that allowed refugees to be reunited with their Vietnamese families in the United States. Down the block, in another strip mall, I meet 31-year-old Phu Nguyen. He runs his father's business, which arranges wire transfers for people sending money to their families in Vietnam. In 1981, Phu Nguyen was 4 years old when his family escaped Vietnam on a small fishing boat.
We got at sea for 29 days, ran out of food, 9 kids died.
But unlike his parents' generation, Nguyen is voting for Barack Obama, and he believes he's not alone.
If you interview younger members of the Vietnamese community, you'll see that they're more prone to support Barack Obama, and the veterans, the older members, those who have gone through the war kind of feel a closeness to Senator McCain.
Both 31-year-old Phu Nguyen and 72-year-old Phan Ky Nguyen say they plan to campaign for their respective candidates right up to Election Day, here in their adopted homeland, where the sounds of the past and present intersect. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.